Every day, we're faced with choices, and it's the scary ones that we're afraid to make on our own. That's why we're here, stand-up girls and guys, to help you make the right choice for life. Hello everyone, this is the Stand Up Girl podcast and I am Nicolette coming to you on a mildly chilly winter evening here in the Southern Hemisphere. Gosh, I have to tell you guys, winter is just not my favorite season. Though I'm sure the guys in the US have it much worse. I mean, for crying out loud, I have never seen snow my entire life. And yet every winter I moan and groan as if I live in Siberia. Oh well, there's only so much a girl can do to maintain a sunny disposition, and that is dream and wish for summer. Enough of my blah blah blah, welcome to the Stand Up Girl podcast, courtesy of www.standupgirl.com. I am so glad that you could join me. Maybe you're pregnant, worried that you might be pregnant, you feel scared, overwhelmed, alone, and need to talk to someone about your unexpected pregnancy, or maybe you know and care about someone who's going through an unexpected pregnancy. This is the place to be because we have an amazing community of women on standupgirl.com, women who get what you're going through because they've lived through it and they care. They know how huge it is for you to find out that you're pregnant, and they want to help you deal with it. You're not alone. Today, the letter I want to share with all the stand-up listeners out there was sent to Becky in the Dear Becky column by Xeander. It's entitled, She Is My Everything. You'll find it in there if you want to read it for yourself. It is a really touching testimony, and you'll find out why as I read it. It goes, Dear Becky, I found out that I was pregnant 28 April 2009. I was only 17 and in my first year of university. I was so lost, sad, and confused. All I could think about was how I was going to get myself out of the situation. I cried myself to sleep, thinking I had let myself and my parents down. Life was just miserable. The first person I told was my boyfriend. He said he'd support me in whatever I decide. Just the thought of being a mom at 17 made me feel so sad. I knew nothing about babies and felt I wasn't capable of being a mother. I wrote to a member of the stand-up girl who advised me to keep my baby. I decided to take her advice right there and then. I decided I was going to keep my baby because I read the stories of the girl who terminated their pregnancies and they were all feeling so down. I carried on with school even though I was pregnant. People teased me and passed snorty comments and ugly stares at me. It broke my heart, but I tried to stay strong. On December 18, I had a baby girl. After she let out her first cry, I knew I had done the right thing. All that I went through was worth it. I can't stop admiring her toothless smile. Her eyes bring me peace and absolute joy. She is my everything. Thank you so much for that, Xeander. That is, wow, it's such an amazing thing to share. And I think, like Xeander, way too many girls find themselves hit between the eyes with an unexpected pregnancy. The whole it won't happen to me idea happens to them, and it puts a whole lot of pressure on them. And the first thing that sadly comes to mind is often abortion because it seems like a quick fix. But it's not. Having a baby is a commitment, and having an abortion is a commitment too, a commitment to a life of pain, regret, guilt, and constant what-ifs. I mean, in the forums, just visit the After the Choice forum on the website, where some of the girls that have terminated their pregnancies write their stories, and you'll see what I'm talking about. One of the posts that really hit me hard was by Stacy, aka Stacy Kilbride 17 in the forums. She came from an abusive home and was 15, only 15, when she found out she was pregnant. She felt that telling her parents wasn't an option. She opted for abortion. Not only was it an incredibly painful experience going through the abortion physically, but it also left her clinically depressed. And at the end of this, what she had to say was, I do regret having the abortion, and although it hurts, I know time will mend it, but I believe it'll take a lifetime to deal with. It's not an easy decision. It's not the easy way out. It's probably the hardest of the three options, which were abortion, keeping the baby, and adoption. I just want to say, son, I love you. That was Stacy. And she's right. It's definitely not the easiest way out. A lot of people make it seem like it's just a visit to some clinic and then whoosh, life is back to normal. It never is. An abortion can't be undone. It can't be taken back. Wow. I mean, when you read the stories of the girls that choose life, they don't regret it. Not for a second. Sure, it's not all roses and cupcakes, but they feel like it was worth it. Because like Xander said, there's nothing like the first cry, the first smile, the first step, the first tooth your baby will have. So choose life. There's so many options out there. If you don't feel like you can take care of a baby, adoption is one of the options that you can explore. To find out more about adoption, go to adoption.com. The number is 1-888-962-3678, or alternatively, the Bethany Christian Services, 1-800-238-4269, or 1-800-BETHANY. And if you think you might be pregnant and need to talk to someone, call these 24-hour pregnancy hotlines. There's the option line, which is 1-800-395-HELP, or the Crisis Pregnancy Helpline, 1-800-672-2296, National Life Center, 1-800-848-LOVE, or Birthright, 1-800-550-4900. And maybe you're not in the U.S., maybe you are on another continent in another country. Here are some international numbers that you can also call. There is Birthright International, which is 1-800-550-4900. There is the National Life Center, 1-800-848-LOVE, or Care Confidential UK, this is for people in the UK, 0800-028-2228. If you have any questions, please, you're more than welcome to visit www.standupgirl.com and post your question or your thoughts in the forums. We have a personal experiences forum, a need advice forum, after the choice forum, parental advice. We even have a section for guys. Alternatively, you can write a letter to Becky or post your story in the sisters column. The website is totally amazing. Kudos to our brilliant webmasters. You can even register on the site. We have an incredible community of girls. You can chat with someone online if you urgently need to talk. You can set up a blog, post pictures. I mean, it's amazing what you can do on the site. We are here to support you, encourage you, and comfort you. You can also catch us on Twitter at twitter.com/stand_up_girl, and on Facebook, that's facebook.com/standupgirl. So don't be shy. Don't be shy. Don't hesitate. Reach out to us because we're reaching out to you. Until next time, keep standing up with us. Keep standing up for life. Bye.